This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, "Dakhaltu ana wa Fatima ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawma." One day myself and my beloved wife Fatima radiallahu anha went to visit Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. فَوَجَدَنَاهُ يَبْكِي بُكَاءً شَدِيدًا. When we came to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, we found very strange. He was crying profusely. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying profusely. So we sat down, and then we said, "Fidaka abi wa ummi ya Rasulallah, ma alladhi abkak?" O Nabi of Allah, may my parents be sacrificed for you. What makes you cry in this manner? The hadith comes, azizun ka azizil mirjal. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to cry, the sound that would emit from his blessed chest was like that of a boiling pot. It is said today that in the gatherings of Sahaba, the one that could not cry was the odd one. Allah forgive, in our gatherings, the one that cries is the odd one. The one that cries in our gatherings is the odd one. And in the gatherings of Sahaba, the one that could not cry was the odd one. Those that could not cry felt we were deprived. Today we cannot cry, we don't feel we deprived. One sahabi came to Nabi alayhi salam and said, "O Nabi of Allah, my heart is gone very hard." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "What is the matter?" He says, "Previously I used to listen to your talks and I used to cry. Now I cannot cry any longer." أَنَّ رَجُلًا شَكَى قَصْوَةَ قَلْبِهِ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Nabi alayhi salam said, "Do two things and Allah will soften your heart. إِمْسَحْ رَأْسَ الْيَتِيمِ وَأَطْعِمِ الْمِسْكِينِ." It looks like you've distanced yourself from the poor, that is why your heart has become hard. Sit more with the poor and look with a gentle eye to the orphans and Allah will soften your heart. That sahabi says, "I did it, and from that day onwards, before I used to hear the Nabi of Allah speaking, I used to cry." So we came, we sat by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is the time to cry. In one riwayat it comes, when the people of the Summa, Allah save us all, those that disobeyed Allah will be brought to Jahannam. حَتَّى إِذَا وَقَفُوا بِهِمْ عَلَى شَفِيرِ جَهَنَّمْ. When they will be brought at the edge of Jahannam, then Malik, who is in charge of Jahannam, they will tell Malik, "Malik, you want to permit us? We want to cry our last breath out. We want to regret the last breath out." So Malik will say, "You are at liberty, go ahead and cry. I'm in charge to see that you're going to be burnt. But you want to cry? Go for it and cry." So they will cry profusely. They will literally cry tears of blood, as they say. Malik will make one statement at this juncture and say, "Ma ahsana hadha al-buka law kana fi dunya." How brilliant these tears are only if you shed them in the world. How brilliant these tears are only if you shed them in the world. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and may Allah favor us all with this, brothers. At times Allah grants it. It is such a moment of closeness with Allah. رَجُلٌ ذَكَّرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there's one person for whom the fire of Jahannam is forbidden. One who sits in solitude, in loneliness. Perhaps in his house, perhaps in his car, perhaps in his office. And he goes down memory lane. And as he goes down memory lane, the evils of his past start haunting him and start bothering him and start giving him evil flashes and start giving him nightmares. "Ya Allah, I got this evil to my account. Ya Allah, I got this evil." And as he starts going down that memory, he starts crying. He starts reviving his past and he starts crying. "Allah, I have done this wrong. Allah, in the dead of night, I'm guilty of this also, Allah." Nabi alayhi salam says, that man who in seclusion reflects over his past and cries to Allah, the fire of Jahannam is forbidden on that body. رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيَا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَا. What sins don't we have, yet we don't cry? Our good is so little, our evil is so much. Yet we ideally remember the little good and forget the wrong. So sad, so tragic. So anyway, the Prophet ﷺ was crying. I asked him, O Nabi of Allah, what makes you cry so much? Keep focus on this hadith, brothers. Whatever I would say, I'll elaborate on this one hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said, Ya Ali, laylata usriya bi ila sama. O Ali, you know the night when Allah took me to the heavens? When I ascended the heavens? Subhanalladhi asra bi 'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا. All praise belongs to Allah who took Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the portion of the night from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa and from there onwards to the seven heavens till he came that close to Allah. ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى. On that particular night, O Ali, I was shown some woman of my ummah who have been subjected to such forms of azab that Ali, when I think of it, it makes me cry and it gives me a shiver. فَبَكَيْتُ لِمَا رَأَيْتُ مِنْ شِدَّةِ عَذَابِهِنْ. The Prophet ﷺ then started elaborating. رَأَيْتُ إِمْرَأَةً مُعَلَّقَةً بِشَعْرِهَا يَغْلِي دِمَاغُهَا. Ali, I seen one woman hung with her hair, suspended in Jahannam, and the heat was so intense, believe me, her head was boiling. وَرَأَيْتُ إِمْرَأَةً مُعَلَّقَةً بِلِسَانِهَا وَالْحَمِيمُ يُصَبُّ فِي حَلْقِهَا. And I seen a woman hung by her tongue, and the hot boiling water of Jahannam was being poured in her mouth. وَرَأَيْتُ إِمْرَأَةً مُعَلَّقَةً بِثَدِيَيْهَا. And I seen a woman hung by the upper portion of her chest. وَرَأَيْتُ إِمْرَأَةً قَدْ شُدَّتْ رِجْلَاهَا إِلَىٰ ثَدِيَيْهَا وَيَدَاهَا إِلَىٰ نَاصِيَتِهَا. And I seen a woman, Ali, what can I tell you? Her hands were tied to her chest. شُدَّتْ رِجْلَاهَا إِلَىٰ ثَدِيَيْهَا. Her legs were tied to her chest and her hands were tied to her forehead. This was in the night of Mi'raj. وَرَأَيْتُ إِمْرَأَةً رَأْسُهَا رَأْسُ خِنْزِيرٍ وَبَدَنُهَا بَدَنُ حِمَارٍ عَلَيْهَا أَلْفُ لَوْنٍ مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. Ali, what can I tell you? Imagine with what a painful heart the Prophet ﷺ must have said this year. When that man was brought forward and he was found guilty of theft. So his hands were being chopped and cut. So the Prophet ﷺ started crying. So the person withdrew and he said, O Nabi of Allah, do we stop or do I continue? The Prophet ﷺ said, no, he is guilty of theft. His hands need to be cut off. Go ahead and execute the order of Allah. So that sahabi said, O Nabi of Allah, but you are crying. Nabi alayhi salam said, I'm been his Nabi and he been my ummati. If I won't cry, who will cry? This is the order of Allah and it has to prevail. I don't have a choice in the matter, neither does he have a choice in the matter. But if I cannot cry when my ummati's hands will be chopped, who will cry? How painful was it for the Nabi? Brothers, I say, you and I have not tasted love to the level that Nabi alayhi salam had with his ummah. Hence, we cannot create a similarity to say the love that we have for our children or the love that we have for our parents. Simply because we have never tasted the love that the Nabi of Allah has for our ummati. Nor have we ever tasted the love that Sahaba had for Nabi alayhi salam. So a parable and a similitude cannot be created because we don't know love to that extent. We can relate to love that we understand, but we cannot relate to the love of Sahaba for Nabi alayhi salam because we haven't seen love like this. We don't love our beloveds like this, never mind Nabi alayhi salam like that. We don't love our beloveds like how much Sahaba loved Nabi alayhi salam. We love our beloved to the extent that after we secure our comfort, we secure theirs. After I am saturated, then priority to my beloved. Sahaba loved Nabi alayhi salam so much that they felt his hunger more than their hunger. What did that Sahabi come?